This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Ministry appeals for maintaining peace and order, forms task force to search and arrest absconding prisoners. Government to cancel 234 stalled road and bridge contracts. Nepal records landmark victory over West Indies in T20 International. And more than 30 people dead in crush at political rally in India. Now, the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has urged the public to maintain peace and order and security across the country. In a statement issued yesterday, the Ministry said preliminary preparations for the upcoming general election have already begun. It appealed to all individuals and groups to ensure that assemblies, meetings and protests are conducted peacefully without violence or disruption. The Ministry added that preparations follow the formation of the new interim government after the Gen Z movement earlier this month. The interim government led by Prime Minister Sushila Karki was formed on September 12th with the mandate to hold House of Representatives elections on March 5th, 2026. The Department of Prison Management has called on prisoners who escaped during the recent Gen Z demonstrations to return by October 6th. A special fugitive prisoner search and arrest task force has been formed in coordination with the Home Ministry and security agencies. Department spokesperson Somendra Neopane said thousands of escapees remain at large and warned that strict legal action will be taken against those who fail to return, as well as against anyone found hiding or sheltering them. District officers have been instructed to update and forward details of the absconding inmates. Out of 14,000 escapees, 8,000 have already surrendered, while more than 6,000 are still missing. The 46th World Tourism Day was marked yesterday with a call to promote Nepal's unique natural and cultural attractions. Prime Minister Sushila Karki, who also heads the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, stressed the need to identify and develop off-the-beaten-track destinations to boost foreign currency earnings, create jobs and strengthen the national economy. She said Nepal continues to attract visitors with its natural beauty, rich biodiversity, diverse cultures and world-famous mountains. Likewise, on the occasion of the 46th World Tourism Day, the Nepal Tourism Board, NTB, urged foreign diplomatic missions in Nepal to ease travel advisories issued after the Gen Z protest earlier this month. NTB Chief Executive Officer Deepak Raj Joshi told envoys at the Meet and Greet program in Kathmandu that Nepal has now returned to normalcy and is completely safe for tourists. Ambassadors and representatives from more than 15 countries, along with senior Nepali officials, attended the program organized on the eve of the World Tourism Day. The National Examinations Board, NEB, has released the results of the Secondary Education Examination, SEE, supplementary exam. Board Chairman Dr. Mahasram Sharma said that out of 143,257 candidates, 83,564 students passed or were graded in the exam. Meanwhile, 59,693 candidates remained non-graded. The SEE supplementary exam was held from August 14 to 22nd for either non-graded students failed in up to two subjects in the March SEE or were absent from the original examination. The government is preparing to terminate contract agreements for 234 road and bridge projects that have remained stalled for years. The contracts under the Road Division Office, Postal Highway and Mid-Hill Highway of the Federal Road Supervision and Monitoring Office are being revoked after years of delay. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Kulman Gissing, held discussions with officials and stakeholders on the matter yesterday. He said a committee will be formed to probe responsible officials for their role in making the projects sick. Minister Gissing also directed authorities to immediately take action against those involved in irregularities, bribery and negligence. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahabir Pun visited National Trauma Center yesterday to check on the condition of those injured during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. During the visit, Mahabir Pun said the government's decision to provide free medical treatment to the injured has been put into effect. He also assured that all necessary efforts will be made to ensure proper care for the patients. More than 267,000 people have left the Kathmandu Valley since September 22nd to celebrate the Dasain festival in their hometowns. According to the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, 267,441 passengers have travelled out of the valley up to Saturday. The daily flow has been steadily rising, with around 40,000 people leaving on the first 2 days, over 57,000 on September 24th, nearly 57,000 on September 25th, and more than 72,000 in the last 2 days alone. Traffic Police spokesperson Naresh Suvedi said 45,493 vehicles have exited the valley so far through Thankot, Saga, Dakshinkali and Balaju checkpoints. Officials expect the outflow to grow further in the coming days as the Dasain departures continue. In the meantime, a vehicle travelling from Dang to Rukum West met with an accident near Chorkhola, Kapurkot to Rural Municipality 3 at around 4 a.m. today. According to the District Police Office Salyan, three people, one woman and two men, died on the spot. Their identities have yet been confirmed. The two others passengers sustained serious injuries and were first treated at Rapti Provincial Hospital in Tulsipur before being referred to Nepalganj for further medical care. Police report that the vehicle carrying a total of five people, three men and two women, had reportedly fallen 300 to 400 meters off the road. Authorities are investigating the cause of the accident. The CPN-UML has called a secretariat meeting today. Party's Publicity and Publications Department Chief Rajendra Gautam said that Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli will host the meeting at 1 p.m. at his residence in Bhaktapur. The meeting will review the situation in the country following the Gen Z protest on September 8 and 9 and is expected to set a new roadmap and strategy for the party. This is the first formal secretariat meeting since the demonstrations. Meanwhile, at a gang greetings exchange program organized by Youth Association Nepal in Bhaktapur, yesterday, former Prime Minister K.P. Oli emphasized the need to maintain peace and law and order across the country. Nepal recorded a historic victory in the first T20 match of the Unity Cup, defeating the West Indies by 19 runs at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in United Arab Emirates. Batting first, Nepal posted 148 runs for 8 wickets. Skipper Rohit Paudil led the innings with 38 runs, supported by Kusal Malla with 30 and Gulshan Jha with 22. In reply, the West Indies were restricted to 129 for 9 in their 20 overs. This was Nepal's first ever international clash against the two-time T20 World Cup champions. West Indies and their victory has been hailed as a historic moment for Nepali cricket. Nepal will face the West Indies again on Monday in the second match of the three-match T20 series. The series is part of the Nepal's preparation for the ICC T20 Asia Cup regional qualifiers, which begin next week in Oman. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 36 people, including children, have died in a deadly crash at a political rally in Tamil Nadu, India. State officials say the tragedy occurred during a campaign event for actor-turned-politician Vijay in the southern Karur district. Tens of thousands had gathered for the rally, which was delayed for several hours. Television footage showed overcrowded scenes with many people fainting in the packed crowd. State Health Minister Ma Subramania confirmed that the victims included 16 women, 9 men and 6 children. More than 50 others were injured. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said extra doctors were rushed from nearby districts and compensation of 1 million rupees will be given to each of the victims' families. An inquiry has also been ordered. Deadly crushes are not uncommon in India, with several similar tragedies reported this year at large public gatherings, including religious festivals and sporting events. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, and in one or two places of the hilly and Tarai regions of the remaining provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the influence of monsoon wind is weak across the country, with local winds having a partial influence. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 17 to 19 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Home Ministry appeals for maintaining peace and order, forms task force to search and arrest absconding prisoners. Government to cancel 234 stalled road and bridge contracts. Nepal records landmark victory over West Indies in T20 International. And more than 20 people dead in crush at a political rally in India. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.